We continue tonight in Yirtzeh Hashem in Shari Baal Shem Tov, and we find ourselves in Shar Gimel. The Rebbe says, Kavona achos lasos nachas ruach l'Hashem. The person should have one intention. And what's that one intention? To give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he writes as follows, Habesh HaKadosh Malameid Shia La'odom Tomid Rachma Shava VeKavona achos B'chom Ashu Osa. A person should have, the Rebbe the Baal Shem Tov said that a person should have one thought and one intention in everything that he does, namely what? Shakala ola male Hashem Yisbarach, uritzoni hu lehidabek bo v'la'asos lo nachas ruach. To believe the following. The whole world is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam fills every space, everything in this universe. And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything and everywhere, my innate desire is to cling to Him, and to give Him nachas. That's what I want. It's this twofold desire. I want to cling to Him, attach myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and simply to give Him nachas ruach. Just like any child wants to give a parent nachas, a sense of pride, a sense of happiness that this is my child. That's what I want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yiskaven sheyavo la'eizeh madrega. And interestingly enough, and this is actually quite fascinating. Again, remember, as I mentioned before, the way that this sefer is structured is that first we have kind of like all of the primary, we'll call it like pillars of the Baal Shem Tov's thought, and then we go back and delve into them and extrapolate and expound upon them more. So the Rebbe says over here, he says, "V'lo yiskavin sheyavo la'eizeh madrega." It's not necessarily that a person should have in mind in order to be able to reach a certain level. Now, this is very interesting because in general, like, especially in Yiddishkeit, we're often focused on goals, right? Setting goals for ourselves, personal goals, spiritual goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. But the Rebbe says that there are certain things that aren't about a goal. There are certain things that are just part and parcel of my existence, of my essence. So what do I want to do as a Jew? Number one, once I have this realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anywhere and everywhere, I want to cling to Him. Because I realize, like, I need Him the same way that I need oxygen. And once I know that I need Him, and once I know that He provides for me in such a profound way, I just want to give Him nachas. I just want to give Him a sense of joy, a sense of pride in who I am, in what I am. Not even with the intention to reach a particular level, but just to give nachas. And when this is the kavanah of a person, all of his actions, literally to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want like a platonic relationship with God. I want intensity of that relationship. So when there's a desire to cling to Him, and ultimately again to give Him nachos, zemivi es ha'adam ledvekus v'hashra'as hashchina ube'emes zocha lasos nachas ruach v'tanug la'ashem yisbarach. So this is incredible. When a person actually has this kavana, this twofold kavana, number one, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to somehow be connected, and to give Him nachas ruach, this actually brings a person to a state of dveikus, a state of clinging. We'll discuss this idea. There's two times in which the Torah Kedosha discusses or utilizes this lashon of dveikus. First, we see by a man and woman. Al ken yazov ish es avev imo. A man will leave his mother and his mother and his father. V'davak b'ishto, he will cling to his wife. V'hayu lebasar echad. When the Torah describes marriage, it describes it as a clinging of a man to a woman, that intimacy, that connection. The other time we find that word davak, to cling, is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'davak tabo, cling to Hashem. And the Rebbe is highlighting this idea that what we aim for, what we strive for, what we yearn for in relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is again not this casual type of relationship, but this passion, this level of dveikos. And therefore the Rebbe says, how do you achieve that level of dveikos? So he says again, when a person constantly, and this is interesting, it sounds a little circular, right? When a person ultimately possesses a desire to cling to Hashem, and to give Him nachas, when that's what you want out of life, then that's what you will achieve. The statement itself is so profound, because he says maybe es adam ledvekos vashras hashchina ubeemes zocher lasos nachas ruach v'tanug l'Hashem yisbarach. So the profundity of this is really overwhelming. But the Rebbe is saying is, if you really want it, you'll really have it. In other words, if you really want to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you really want to give nachas to Hashem, you'll accomplish that. You see, what's interesting about this is as follows. There are certain things in life where even if you put in maximum effort, it's not guaranteed that you're going to see desired results, right? Perhaps the greatest example of this is parnasa, right? Livelihood. A person can work very hard, they may not be successful. Another person may not work so hard and could be wildly successful. What's the logic? Again, this is part of Chesh Baruch Hu said to Adam, and you're going to sweat and you're going to eat bread. Maybe you'll be successful, maybe you won't be successful. L'maisa, you have to put in the effort, and we kind of see, you know, afterwards what comes from there. But the Rebbe says that there are other things where if you're willing to put in the effort, you are guaranteed the results. So if you are yearning and willing to put in the effort to create a sense of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to give him nachos, the Rebbe says, Be'emes zocheh lasos nachas rav. You'll accomplish it. You'll accomplish it. If you want the dveikus, if you want to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will have dveikus. If you want to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will give nachas. If you want it and you're willing to work for it, you will have it. And herein lies, I think, one of the interesting distinctions between, let's say, our material pursuits and our spiritual pursuits. In the world of material pursuits, maximum effort may or may not yield desired results. In spiritual pursuits, maximum effort, the Rebbe posits, will always yield desired results. And in fact, Baal Shem Tov posits that when you don't get the results you wanted out of your ruchnius, often if I'm honest with myself, it's because I did not put in the maximum effort. Sometimes a difficult thing to acknowledge, but nevertheless very true. Afapi, shekol hatzlach shala adam barach me'ashem yisbarach. And even though in general, now again, you'll say to yourself, hold on a second, how can you make a statement like that? That if you really yearn for dveikus and you yearn to give nachas ruach to Hashem, you'll have that, you'll accomplish that. How can you be sure about that? After all, again, in order to be successful in anything in life, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, where do we ever say that hishtadlus, that human effort, is the sole determinant for success? Even though, again, a person's success really only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sarach Ladas, Shashem Mekabel Tanug Godol, Mishtadlos Shala Adam. It's important to understand, this is so beautiful, that the greatest joy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets in the realm of Ruchnius is not the results, but it's the effort. And this is perhaps one of the most beautiful and incredible ideas. The true pleasure, the true nachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from our spiritual toil is from the effort we are willing to put in. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov says that if you're willing to put in the effort, you get guaranteed results. Now, what does that mean? Not necessarily that if I put in the effort, I will get the actual results that I want, but that the effort itself is the results that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. So it's the effort itself that creates the dveikus, that sense, that creates the clinging. It's the effort itself that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. It's the effort in ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for most. And is this not the most incredible and beautiful thing in the world? That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us in the world of spirituality is not results, it's effort. And herein again lies one of the most fundamental distinctions between the world of the material and the world of the spiritual, right? If a person has a job and they tell their boss, listen, boss, I tried really hard. I couldn't meet my quotas. I couldn't deliver on the deadlines. I couldn't get any new clients. But I just want you to know, I really put in my effort. Again, I'm not a businessman, but I would venture to say, at a certain point, the employer is going to say, shkoyach and much hatzlacha on your next job. Because in the world of material pursuits, it is all about the results. What Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is saying is, in the world of spiritual pursuits, it is all about the effort. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows better than anyone that we don't control the results, but the effort we absolutely control. My human employer, you know, he may or may not care about my effort, but Kadosh Baruch Hu cares only about effort. Because he realizes results only comes about if he wills those results into existence. But effort, that comes through us. That's all us. And when we're willing to put that in, that gives the Ribono Shel Olam such a tremendous amount of incredible nachas. And that's why when I yearn for dveikus, I yearn to cling, when I yearn to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe says, you are guaranteed to create those results. What does it mean? I'm guaranteed to create those results? Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is the yearning. That's what he's looking for. What he's looking for is the desire, a true and sincere desire. Not sometimes, you know, we say, oh, I'm yearning, and sometimes yearning is an excuse not to act. No, genuine yearning to be close. genuine yearning to give nachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I want from you. I want that pure, unadulterated yearning. And if you have that, you're successful. If you have that, you've accomplished already, again, anything and everything I'm expecting of you in Rochmias. Of course, we have to carry through. And actionally, we have to produce for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But at the end of the day, the Rebbe says, no. Sarech ladas, shashem mekabel tanug godol. That Hashem achieves or receives great pleasure, mehashtadlos shala adam. From the effort that man is willing to expend. Pure effort. Pure yearning. That's what gives the Ribbono Shel Olam the greatest amount of nachas from us. Ayishkach, everyone. Stop over here for this evening.